Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to share with you my viewing of an exhibition currently taking place here in Rome, focusing on the artistic masterpieces of a goldsmith from a small hillside town in the central Italian area of the Abruzzi. Its full title is Nicola di Guardiagrele, Goldsmith between the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, His Works and Restoration. Sponsored both by the Basilica of St. Mary Major and the Vatican Museums, it's set up in the premises of this same basilica and is running until the 8th of December. But do stay tuned as I tell you more in this short feature I put together after its unveiling to the press on Tuesday. Nicola di Guardiagrele, little known outside of Italy, this artist is famous among his fellow countrymen for the wealth of processional crosses he created. I met the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci, by one of half a dozen crosses on show in the exhibition focusing on this artist. Normally on show in the Museum of the Pope's Cathedral of St. John Lateran, this cross now stands proud in a glass case deep in the heart of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Like many of the crosses there, it's in gilded silver, but stands tall because of its sheer size, almost 96 centimetres high. Some weight to carry in procession.
This is the most famous masterpiece of Nicola di Guardiagrele. Nicola di Guardiagrele is the most important Italian goldsmith in the 15th century.
These shiny crosses made to gleam in procession are part and parcel of the local culture still today. For Guardiagrele may have lived in the 15th century, but the faithful where he once lived still strongly identify with them all these centuries later. I asked the archpriest of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, His Eminence Cardinal Bernard Law, about the spiritual significance of these crosses in terms of popular piety. He corrected me on this.
Popular piety, but also part of the most solemn liturgical celebration, where you have the processional cross leading the liturgical procession to the altar of God. The altarpiece from St. John Lateran is just a magnificent expression of the deepest faith of the Church in the mystery of the Eucharist.
These crosses, together with other amazing exhibits of sacred art produced by the goldsmith Guardiagrele on show in St. Mary Major, provide us with an example of the great power of images to comment the Word of God. Well, if you happen to be in Rome or are coming to Rome in the next few weeks, don't miss this exhibition by the title of Nicola di Guardiagrele, Goldsmith Between the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, His Works and Restoration, housed in the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.